General Alexander Dvornikov is known for leading Russia's brutal campaign in Syria's civil war in 2015, and he's now the Russian military's leading commander in Ukraine. To help us get a better sense of what the new general's appointment means for the war in Ukraine, I'm joined now by Elizabeth Surkov. She's a fellow at the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Foreign Policy. Welcome to All Things Considered.
It's my pleasure.
Can you just tell us more about who Alexander Dvornikov is? Like what kind of experience he has as a military leader?
So Russia does not release information about the personality or special characteristics of the person, but we can judge him by his actions, I think. And Dvornikov oversaw the start of the Russian intervention in the war in Syria. And looking at his record during that time, he oversaw a campaign that combined a great deal of disinformation and lies, presenting the fighting that is happening in Syria as one that is targeting terrorism and ISIS, even though it did not target ISIS.
Let me ask you about that, because he earned a reputation for being particularly ruthless when it came to civilians. Can you give us some detail about what strategies or weapons he employed in Syria, particularly in Aleppo?
The Russians ended up destroying Aleppo, eastern Aleppo, to retake it from the rebels. And this entailed use of unguided bombs that hit indiscriminately, as well as cluster munition, as well as thermobaric weapons. Thermite is used to melt metal. So you can only imagine what happens to the human body when it is hit with thermite. And we are also seeing in Ukraine strikes on hospitals, on bakeries. These are all tactics that were used extensively under Dvornikov in Syria.